Drink deeply of the pleasures of this God. Experience for yourselves the joyous mercies he gives to all who turn to hide themselves in him. Drink deeply of the pleasures of this God, my God. Experience for yourself the joyous mercies that he gives to all who turn to hide themselves in him. When you recognize the goodness of the Lord, he says he gives you joyous mercies. Hide yourself in that goodness when everything else wants to cloud it out. Hide yourself in his goodness, because his goodness isn't based on what we do. Thankfully, it is not based on what I do, what I did, but his goodness is because of who he is. In Isaiah 43 and 25, it says, I am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. He did it for himself, not because of what I did, but for his own sake. He's good to me. He's not like people. He's not like man. He's not like me, which is a good thing. God's not petty. Y'all know how petty people are. We can be some petty people. Real petty. Just because Tyrone didn't speak to me and then he forgot to fill up and now he got to walk to the gas station, I'm going to keep on driving by. I'm not even going to pick him up and take him to get gas. You know, that's petty. Petty people. That's what we do. That's what petty people do. God is not vindictive. He doesn't hold on to the wrongs. And they always put that off on the women. You know, we could bring up something 20 years ago. But God is not like that. He is not going to say, now, you remember what you did 15 years ago, Miss Lita? You know I was very disappointed in you. God didn't do that. He doesn't do that, amen? He's not like us. He just says, Miss Lita, I love you, girl. I'm going to show you my goodness. I am good to you because you love me, and I'm going to let you see my goodness. That's what God does. That's who he is. His goodness is his mercy to us. Lamentations 3 and 22 says, through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. It's because of his mercies, because of his goodness. And I was looking up the word goodness in the dictionary and saw some, in the thesaurus, some synonyms for it. And as you know, mercy is a synonym for goodness. Kindness is a synonym for goodness. Righteousness is a synonym for goodness. God gives us all of those things. We've been made right. We are his righteousness. And it's because of his mercy, his grace, and his goodness to us. And it's because his love is unconditional. If it wasn't for the unconditional love of God, I don't think any of us would be here. I know I wouldn't. I don't know about you. But his unconditional love allows us to experience all of his goodness, all of his goodness. So God is so good. My husband likes to say God is God, which is very true. That's just who he is. He is God. So allow him to be good, or allow him to be God in your life. And know that every time that he is good in your life, or he's good to you, he's just being himself. He is being who he is. So every time you breathe in, breathe out, you take a breath, he's just being God. Every time you open your eyes after you've been asleep, he's just being God. Every time you can go here and there, travel back and forth in safety, he's just being God. Every time we walk in health, we live in health, he's just being God. Every time you can pay for what you need, you have provisions for every need of yours, he's just being God. That's all he is. Every time we are a light and we share Jesus with others, he's just being God. Let him be who he is. Amen. So let his goodness flood your life, because the Lord is good. Amen. So say that with me. The Lord is good. He is good to me. The Lord is good. He is good to me. Amen.